local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say good afternoon. Welcome in to another edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you for the next 52 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Lot to get to on this January 24th of 24. As always, we welcome your interaction. Got a lot of it yesterday. Appreciate that. A lot this morning with the mayor's town hall featuring you, the listener. I hope you enjoyed that. If you got a chance to hear that with our Andrew McKay this morning during the 7 o'clock hour, Mayor Reeves was in the studio taking your questions. If you didn't catch it, you can go to our news radio website and click on the podcast section, and you will see that there. If you'd like to interact with us, the text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 850-262-6111. We start, as we always do, with today, our top three stories. Donald Trump, the winner over Nikki Haley in last night's New Hampshire primary. No surprise there. The victory seen as a blow to Haley's efforts to unite an anti-Trump coalition of moderate Republicans and independents. Haley, however, has vowed to stay in the state race, and is hoping to secure a win in her home state of South Carolina late next month. And on the Democratic side, despite not being on the ballot, President Biden won the primary as a write-in candidate. The U.S. confirming today that they conducted three airstrikes in Iraq in retaliation for an attack that injured four Americans. Those strikes were carried out yesterday against facilities in western Iraq that have been linked to Iranian-backed militias, who U.S. officials say were behind Saturday's attack on a base in Iraq used by American forces. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he is moving forward with the lawsuit to prevent federal officials from cutting the state's razor wire barriers. Here's Lisa Taylor with more.
The wire barriers were placed on the border near Eagle Pass as part of Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals last month barred federal agents from removing the wire. The U.S. Supreme Court set aside that decision Monday, sending the case back to the Fifth Circuit Court in New Orleans. Case arguments are scheduled for February 7th. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, thank you very much, Lisa. Those are our top three stories today. Taking a look at some local headlines today. Serious questions about the future of Milton's plans for a new wastewater treatment plant during a city council work session last week. City Manager Scott Collins explained that time has run out on deciding how to move forward. If the council wants to move forward with the plant, they'd be looking at what basically amounts to a 30-year mortgage payment of between $3.5 and $4.7 million per year.
We're going to have to do phase one and phase two to generate capacity. We're going to have to at least do the spray fields to generate capacity just to get out of the treatment plant as we have today. So right now, as we look at this, and the calendar's not our friend because we're under the consent order to be 100% out by December 31, 2025.
And the other option would be to ditch the project altogether and enter negotiations with Pace Water System to send wastewater there. Collins says that could lead to around $3 million per year in operating costs. A Pensacola woman in jail accused of firing at least 12 shots into an apartment yesterday. That happened at Jasmine Creek Apartments on East 9 Mile Road. 23-year-old Nikeria White is facing multiple charges, including attempted murder, domestic violence, and firing a deadly missile into a dwelling. Investigators say she showed up to the complex and walked up to the apartment of somebody she knew and started banging on the door. After not being able to get in, she allegedly fired gunshots into the apartment with damage reported to windows, a toilet, bathtub, and a bed. Two people that were inside were not injured. White was arrested a short time later at the CSL Plasma Center on North Davis Highway. Also, we told you about that town hall. Mayor Reeves answering questions from you for a full hour during the radio town hall this morning. He was asked about how to best manage taxpayer dollars and cut city expenses.
No, I don't think it's as blunt as we talk in a council meeting about you know, how we can lower costs. I can tell you, just as an anecdotal example, we've had dozens of jobs that have been open for a year, 18 months, mm-hmm. which means we can't provide you the service that we need because the job isn't filled. And how we countered salary reform is by eliminating positions.
And Reeve says that expenses have been going up for everyone. City and county governments are not exempt from those cost increases. There could be more public beach access in Perdido Key soon, as Escambia County is looking at Restore Act funding that would be used for the acquisition and construction of more public access points. But the Perdido Key Property Owners Association says 75% of property owners don't want it.
As PK has pointed out in the past, the 2020 Perdido Key survey of Perdido Key property owners did not find support for additional beach access locations, only 25%, or for expansion of current public beach access locations, just 29%. And 75% of those responding to the survey also hope to keep Perdido Key pretty much as it is.
That was Association President Charles Krupnik yesterday, but Commissioner Jeff Ragosh said that he has overwhelmingly been told by residents on the west side of the county that more beach access is needed. Also, the Bellevue Library in Escambia County has been open for just over a year now, and it's been received very warmly since it's open.
But a point of consternation has been that there's no easy way in. You go there and you're on Mobile Highway, heading west, and you got to go all the way up and make a U-turn. There's no easy way in. And then when you're leaving, if you want to go back the other way toward Pine Forest, there's no way.
Commissioner Jeff Ragosh says the county is now working to fix this traffic pattern issue. He says the county facilities department will be constructing a new one-way drive across the front of the new library property. 4:15 on the nose. We'll send it over to Austin for the first time this afternoon. Austin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
All right. What's going on the roads?
Well, for starters, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Patriotic Paving. Are your customers dodging potholes or even worse, avoiding your business? Let Patriotic Paving and Maintenance help your better business. PatrioticPavingLLC.com for more information on that. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, nothing too severe going on at the moment. We do have a little bit of congestion here and there on some of these busier streets like West 9 Mile Road, North Davis Highway, roads like that, but nothing too severe in Pensacola itself. However, outside of Pensacola, if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the the Oriole Beach area, we do have an accident there that's causing some minor backups. We also have some construction going on in that area that I doubt is helping. And lastly, on Caroline Street over in the Milton area there, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've got the usual early evening traffic causing some backups there.
Cloudy skies through tonight, and there's a high chance for showers and thunderstorms in the area. In fact, over the next several days, we've got a high chance for rain right on through Saturday. As far as temperatures go, overnight lows in the 60s. Highs will mainly run between about 70 and 75 degrees for the next several days. It's over the weekend and into Sunday that cooler air moves in. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. It is right now 64 degrees, cloudy, not going to get any cooler than that overnight. Warming up a little bit, 71, the forecasted high tomorrow, and a 70% chance of thunderstorms through the overnight hours into tomorrow as well. Let's see here. Taking a look at some more state headlines. How about we hit state headlines? I don't have any local ones. At least I don't think I do. Yeah. All right. Two people dead after a plane crash in the Florida Everglades. Broward Fire Chief Michael Kane says they didn't get a call to assist until this morning, and here he is.
It appears that it left Perry Airport last night, approximately 6:30, and according to FlightAware, the aircraft lost radar contact at about 6:45 in the evening.
So search and rescue crews discovered the plane had gone down with two people confirmed dead on site. No information on the victims was released, and the FAA and TSB are investigating.
And as Senate colleagues continue to work on a bipartisan plan to secure the border, Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott is speaking out against illegal immigration.
It's pretty dangerous what this administration has done. Even the director of FBI says we have now have terror cells all across this country as a result of our open southern border. So it's crazy what's going on.
Scott, who is up for re-election, says that 8.4 million people have crossed the U.S. border illegally since President Biden took office.
The bill to ban children from using social media is moving closer to passing. The Florida House is expected to approve the bill, which has been a priority of Speaker Paul Renner. Children under the age of 16 would be banned from creating social media accounts, and companies would be required to terminate any known accounts of underage users. Social media platforms would also be required to use reasonable age verification methods for all users.
Yeah, undoubtedly people are going to lie on that. The full House is also expected to vote on the bill that would loosen the state's child labor laws. The measure allows 16 and 17-year-olds to start work at 6 a.m., which is a half hour earlier than current law. They'd also be allowed to work more than 8 hours on a school night and more than 30 hours per week. The bill has been approved by the House Commerce Committee and is ready for a floor vote.
And also, transgender people would be required to indicate their sex rather than their gender on their driver's licenses. That's under a bill working its way through the Florida House as well. Also, health insurance companies that cover sex reassignment prescriptions or procedures would be required to cover the cost of detransition treatments. The measure was passed this week by the Select Committee on Health Innovation. So that's a lot going on there in the Florida legislature this week. 420, we'll take a break there. Look at our national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had that town hall on the radio with Mayor D.C. Reeves, talked about everything from parking to facilities to budgeting to recycling and roads and paving and all of that stuff. You can listen to that on the podcast page. Also had a good conversation about the pending passage of HB 1 and HB 3, the social media and porn ID bills that are going to be passed today in the legislature. You can listen to all of that at the podcast page, newsradio923.com.
It's a new year, and that means new savings on your next Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. Remember 0% financing? Well, it's returned to Pete Moore Imports and is now available on all 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan and Taos crossover models. In addition to 0% financing, Pete Moore Imports is discounting those models like the 2023 Taos SE, now from $31,245, and the 2023 Tiguan SE R-Line, now from $34,791. Both discounted models offer 0% financing for 60 months. And with the new year comes the 2024 Atlas SE, now from $38,696, and the 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE from $37,361. Start saving this month at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Must take delivery by February 29, 2024. See dealer for details.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $10 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. W-2s and 1099s are being sent out, and scammers are posing as both employees and employers to collect Social Security and bank account information. Be wary of requests asking to change address or bank information through email alone. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 4:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, wasn't a ton to report on in our last update. That is not as much the case now. We do have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road, particularly if you're heading northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, so look out for that. If you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, we've got some backups developing there as well. Also, if you are traveling, what is this here? If you are traveling southbound on I-110 towards the downtown Pensacola area, we've got some backups there developing as well. Could be an accident in that area. If we get confirmation of that, we will let you know. Outside of that, we did have an accident on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. That is still causing some backups at this time. And outside of that, the last one was Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, while that congestion is still present, it does look like it's breaking up some at this time.
Cloudy skies through tonight, and there's a high chance for showers and thunderstorms in the area. In fact, over the next several days, we've got a high chance for rain right on through Saturday. As far as temperatures go, overnight lows in the 60s. Highs will mainly run between about 70 and 75 degrees for the next several days. It's over the weekend and into Sunday that cooler air moves in. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. It's 64 degrees right now, and that's the overnight low tonight. 70% chance of showers, patchy fog as well. Rain's going to continue through the week, into the weekend as well. Looks like clearing out Saturday. Sunday looks good. Sunny and a little cooler, 58, and we'll stay in the 50s as we start the new week, but going to have to put up with the rain for a few days longer here. Just joining us on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, just a quick recap of today's top three stories. Donald Trump, of course, victorious in New Hampshire, dealing a blow to Nikki Haley's efforts to unite an anti-Trump coalition ahead of the primary in her home state of South Carolina late next month, which may very well go down as Haley's last stand if Trump is able to win South Carolina. The U.S. confirming they conducted 3 airstrikes in Iraq in retaliation for an attack that injured 4 Americans. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he is moving forward with the lawsuit to prevent federal officials from cutting the state's razor wire barriers. Was it yesterday? I think late yesterday, or let's see, what's today? Wednesday? Yeah. So I think it was late Monday. We reacted to the news about the Supreme Court actually siding with Biden in the illegal fight over the razor wire there, which I think is surprising to a lot of people. National headlines today. Senate negotiators continue working to strike a deal to secure the southern border and send more aid to Ukraine. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says lawmakers are getting closer to passing the defense supplemental spending bill. Here is the Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It's in our interest to help blunt aggressive behavior before it triggers wider conflict and directly threatens our closest allies and trading partners.
A bipartisan group of senators spent more than a month negotiating a border security deal, which would be added to President Biden's request for aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
And Senator Bob Menendez claims that his New Jersey home was illegally searched and is asking for a New York judge to toss out most of the evidence. The veteran Democrat says that federal agents ransacked his home last year out of revenge because he'd beaten a prior prosecution. His lawyers are calling most of what was seized, including gold bars and $500,000 in cash from his suit pockets, exploratory rummaging.
A Russian military plane carrying at least 74 people crashed north of the Ukrainian border. Russia's Ministry of Defense says the aircraft was carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war who were part of an exchange when it went down near Belgorod. Russian news reports say 9 other people were also on board, including 6 crew members, and there were no survivors.
Kenneth Eugene Smith is set to be put to death in Alabama tomorrow for his role in a 1988 murder-to-hire plot, or murder-for-hire plot, rather, and in doing so will make history. If the execution is carried out, Smith will be the first person in the world on death row to die from nitrogen gas. This comes after Smith survived a botched execution attempt in 2022, and critics are concerned that the untested method could be extremely painful and possibly result in another botched execution.
President Biden facing growing demands to call for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war.
Obviously, the president is aware of what's happening and how people feel.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre there says the president respects the rights of Americans to speak out and be heard as long as it's peaceful. Protesters interrupted Biden's campaign speech on abortion rights about a dozen times yesterday.
And children in Utah may soon be legally required to be potty trained before kindergarten. While no official data is collected on child accidents, a number of Utah districts have expressed issues with a growing number of kids not being able to use the toilet. Republican State Representative Douglas Welton is proposing the new law. He explained that teachers are being put into uncomfortable situations to either help students or leave them in filth and squalor. You know, it sounds funny at first, but when you really do think about it, that is a horrible position for the teachers to be in. Because
yes.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, as they said, it is an uncomfortable situation, and that does bring the parents into the discussion. It's like, okay, do you want teachers to be in a position where they got to do that? I mean, you know, it's a fair question, but also you can't just leave them like that either. I mean, that's obviously very... Yeah. Unhealthy. So
yeah, my question is enforcing. Are we fining parents? Are we arresting little Jimmy after making a mess in his pants? I don't know. I will say that the one thing that I think terrifies me the most about Julianne growing up is the potty training aspect, because I have no idea.
And it's not pleasant even remotely from what I hear.
No idea. 4:30, we'll take a break there. Sports headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
News. I'm Tom Graham. President Biden picked up a key re-election endorsement today from the United Auto Workers Union, a group that has 400,000 members.
I kept my commitment to be the most pro-union president ever. I'm proud you have my back. Let me just say I'm honored to have your back and you have mine. That's the deal.
And the president speaking at a UAW conference in Washington. A bill in Florida aims to ban social media use by children and most teenagers.
The Florida legislature's House Bill 1 would make it illegal for anyone under 16 to have an account on a social media site. The bill's authors and supporters say social media is both addictive and destructive. The proposed law would mandate age verification and require deleting accounts appearing to be held by minors.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Technology shares rose today, but stocks were mixed overall. The S&P 500 edged up 4 points to notch another record close, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 56, but the Dow Industrials fell 99. With scrutiny of the company's 737 MAX 9 jet growing, Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun today met with several U.S. senators on Capitol Hill. Meetings reportedly set up at Calhoun's request. He told reporters that he made the trip to the Capitol in the spirit of transparency and to answer all their questions.
The FAA is still reviewing data from 40 early inspections of the planes in the wake of a door plug blowing out January 5th on an Alaska Airlines flight. Third shift production at General Motors Flint Assembly Plant will start an hour later than usual Sunday night. The automaker says it pushed the start time back a bit so employees can watch the Lions 49ers NFC Championship game. The Flint plant is where GM builds its heavy-duty Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups. That's your money now.
This ad furnished by Nesmith Taju LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news! I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Regardless if you want to admit it or not, the results on the field during the steroid era were awesome. Major League Baseball allowed it, and we must accept those results. And now baseball writers base their personal feelings as to which steroid guys they allow in Cooperstown. And when we look back at the 2024 Hall of Fame ballot, it's an absolute joke that Alex Rodriguez, Manny Ramirez, and Gary Sheffield got denied entry from Cooperstown once again, when others who are associated with the steroid era are already in the hall. I'm Zach Gelb.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text JUDGE to 42424. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text JUDGE to 42424. That's JUDGE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No word in the English language is less convincing then probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Only a few big hitters in Pensacola itself at the moment. For starters, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some issues there still. We often see that, and it is heavily backed up at this time. If you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, we've got some backups there as well. Same can be said about Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. And then lastly, if you are traveling southbound on I-110 towards downtown Pensacola, that area there, we've got some heavy backups there. Still no confirmation of if that was a traffic accident, but I can't help but assume that it was. We'll keep an eye on it, though. And then speaking of traffic accidents, we did have one traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach. That is not backed up anymore at this time, but we still have construction in that area that's causing some issues as well. As for Caroline Street over in Payson Milton, we had a lot of issues coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, but those have seemingly cleared out.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely as we head through tonight. And actually, there's a high rain chance here right on through the next several days or through Saturday. I mean, at any time, a shower or storm may pop up. High temps for the next several days will run mainly between 70 and 75. And then cooler air moves in on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Very good, Alan. 64 degrees right now. A little fog, cloudy. And we have thunderstorms overnight tonight. Not going to get any cooler, though. Warming up to close to 70 degrees tomorrow. Showers will continue throughout the day tomorrow and for the rest of the weekend of the weekend as well. 4:39, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Austin, what's going on?
Well, starting with the NBA, we've got two televised games tonight. The Suns visit Dallas to take on the Mavericks at 7:30. That's going to be on ABC, followed by Thunder at Spurs at 8:30 on ESPN. And some news coming out of the NBA, pretty big. Milwaukee Bucks are hiring Doc Rivers as their next head coach. Reports say that he agreed to a deal with the team less than 24 hours after the team fired Adrian Griffin. Griffin was fired just 43 games into his first season after reportedly losing the locker room. That's coming from Bleacher Report there.
Okay. Yeah, there has to be something going on because, I mean, they're 30-13.
Yeah, and that's what people were saying. How do you lose the locker room after, I mean, a pretty hot start and you're second place in the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, something else going on there behind the scenes.
Yeah, and as for the NHL, this is kind of like NHL-NBA hybrid news here. The owners of the NBA's Utah Jazz, that's the Smith Entertainment Group, they say that they have the immediate ability to bring an NHL team to Salt Lake City and have requested the initiation of an expansion process, going on to state that it would use the Jazz's arena as an interim home for an NFL or NHL franchise. Ryan Smith, he's the CEO of Smith Entertainment Group, he said the company is, quote, 100% focused on making this happen as soon as possible, and the talks rise as the Arizona Coyotes' future in the state of Arizona grows increasingly uncertain, and the NHL has said that it appreciates the SEG's interest. So we were just the other day talking about a high school in this area, potential names for that. We might have to do that for Utah's NHL franchise if they get one.
Something to do with the Salt Lake, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
There's potential there for sure.
First thing they need to do is they need to give the Jazz name back to New Orleans. That's the first thing that needs to happen.
Yeah, that's one of those examples of like a team name that made a ton of sense, and then when they relocated, it lost all significance.
Yeah.
In the NHL, though, we do have a TNT doubleheader tonight. Hurricanes at Bruins. That's going to get underway at 6:30, followed by Blackhawks at the Kraken at 9 o'clock. And we also have some ranked men's basketball action today. Going on tonight, we've got number 8 Auburn visiting Tuscaloosa facing the Alabama Crimson Tide at 6:30 on ESPN. We'll also get Kansas State at number 23, Iowa State at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. I believe those two teams have the same record, so don't let the lack of ranking for the Wildcats fool you. And then we've got number 24, Colorado State at Nevada at 9:30 on FS1.
All right. Thank you very much. Health, business, and science notes today. The FAA is investigating an incident involving a Delta-operated Boeing plane, surprise, surprise, losing a nose wheel as it was about to depart Atlanta over the weekend. The Boeing 757 aircraft was scheduled to depart Hartsfield-Jackson on Saturday when a nose wheel fell off the gear on the plane and rolled down a hill. Travelers and their luggage were transferred to another flight, and nobody was injured, thankfully.
Yeah, I mean, at this rate, Boeing's going to be going under in about 3 weeks. Federal safety regulators are putting out a recall on two Kia models, the Kia Carnival 22 to 2024 and Kia Sportage 23 to 24 models may have a roof safety issue and need to be inspected and replaced. The roof of the cars can become loose and detached while driving. Kia will inspect and possibly secure the roof for free. Owners should receive letters of notification by March 15th.
United Auto Workers are endorsing President Biden today.
I kept my commitment to be the most pro-union president ever. I'm proud you have my back. Let me just say I'm honored to have your back and you have mine. That's the deal.
All right. Biden telling workers he's focused on fundamentally changing the economy to give working Americans a fair shot.
And the LA Times is announcing mass layoffs. That's an unfortunate segue there. As it cuts about a quarter of its staff, the cuts were anticipated, to be fair. Unionized journalists staged a one-day work stoppage last week to protest the layoffs, and the paper's owner says that it's losing between $30 and $40 million each year.
And residents of Florida, that would be us, New Jersey, California, Georgia, or New York could be eligible for a Chick-fil-A gift card worth $29.95.
Okay.
It's part of a settlement in a class action lawsuit over inflated delivery prices during the COVID pandemic. Customers have to submit a claim by February 15th. I mean, if you're cool in the state of Florida, I guess a $30 gift card, so might want to submit a claim there.
Well, and I can't speak for all Chick-fil-A's, but I know the one near where I live, I mean, it's already popular as can be, so if you give folks a gift card worth $30, I'm not going to be able to drive past that place. You're going to have cars lined up into the highway there.
Yeah.
My goodness. Just short of 4:45 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. I'll try to keep it as brief as I can because we've only got a couple of major issues going on here. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10 West and are traveling towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some heavy backups there. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that is still looking rough at this time. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, you're going to see some issues there as well. And we do have a notification on the I-110 debacle. If you're traveling southbound on I-110 towards downtown Pensacola, thought it was an accident. No, it says we have a construction zone there. Don't know why that has since popped up, but apparently it's construction in that area that's causing massive delays. So if you're heading in that direction, look out for that. Outside of Pensacola, the incident on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach has seemingly cleared up, and Caroline Street, for the most part, is still looking rather smooth as well.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely as we head through tonight. And actually, there's a high rain chance here right on through the next several days or through Saturday. I mean, at any time, a shower or storm may pop up. High temps for the next several days will run mainly between 70 and 75. And then cooler air moves in on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, it's going to be rainy. Bit warmer tomorrow. We didn't get our forecasted high today. We'll see if we do tomorrow. Not going to be any cooler, though. 64 degrees, that's where we're going to be at. The next non-rain chance appears to be late Saturday into Saturday night. And then Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny. Sunny again Monday, Tuesday to start next week. High is a bit cooler into the upper 50s, so not too bad there. Pop culture notes today. A familiar face is set to return to The Daily Show next month. Jon Stewart will host the Comedy Central show on Monday night starting February 12th. He'll sit behind the desk through the 2024 election. They've been using guest host as it continues looking for a permanent replacement for Trevor Noah after he left in December of 2022.
My goodness. He's been gone for over a year already? They still haven't found a permanent replacement?
I guess not. I don't watch the show. I've never seen it in my life.
Me neither. Well, I used to back when my dad watched it with Jon Stewart. And, you know, I didn't know anything about politics back when I was watching it all those years ago. But I'm sure my dad will be happy if he comes across that on TV. Some of Netflix's most popular shows will be returning this year. The streaming giant says that new episodes of Squid Game, Bridgerton, and The Diplomat are on the way. Bridgerton will be back on May 16th, while no premiere dates have been announced for the other two there. Squid Game, I watched that. I didn't think it needed a second season. I think it was like just... I understand, you know, you want to make a show and you want it to have longevity, but have you ever seen Squid Game?
I haven't, no.
It's pretty insane. But
what
I think
is what is it?
The premise is...
this is a Squid Game, you said?
Yes. It's all people right. who are like in debt or they're down on their luck financially, and they get basically recruited by this guy who basically has them enter this game where you can win this huge jackpot. And the more people that exit the game, the more money is in the pot, right? So it sounds pretty normal until the contestants fail and get killed. So now it's like, okay, you're fighting for your life here. The last one standing.
So this is not a reality show. This is
this is a fake show, yes. But the thing is...
Because I'm in if it's a reality show.
No, the thing
is... I was like, wait a second. I haven't heard of this. Okay.
The last person standing is the last one living, and they get the prize money or whatever. Okay. But
Did they know going into it that the possibility of death was there?
No. They did not know that. And that's what makes it like, oh my God, like such a huge reveal. I won't spoil how it ends, but I feel it came full circle. So we'll have to see how that second season goes.
Update on Taylor Swift's accused stalker. 33-year-old David Crow made his first appearance in court today. Investigators say that he was at Swift's townhome 30 times in the past 2 months.
Oh, my Lord.
Including this past Saturday and Monday. He was arrested both times, charged with stalking and harassment.
Okay, and Elton John will give fans a behind-the-scenes look at his final tour and a new book set to release later this year. It's called Farewell Yellow Brick Road, Memories of My Life on Tour. It's going to hit shelves on September 24th. It will be filled with photos from the 330 concerts that the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer has performed as part of the tour.
Listen, I'm not here to give people tips on how to stalk Taylor Swift, but I feel like... your best bet would have been at wherever the Chiefs have been playing for the last 3 months.
That is true. You got to buy a seat high up just under the
just
Kelce
under
suite.
The suites. Yeah, wherever that is.
Yeah, that is the way to do it, to be fair.
All right, one wacky story here is we're about a week away from Groundhog Day. PETA is already raising a stink about us using groundhogs to pretend predict the weather. I don't know if Groundhog Day is a big deal around here or not.
Especially not when it comes to groundhogs.
Or because we don't really care if winter or spring is still around.
Yeah, it doesn't affect us here.
Definitely up north, you know, born and raised in Ohio is definitely a thing. Although, of course, we don't have Punxsutawney Phil. We had some other random groundhog. But PETA once again calling on Phil to be retired, and they're offering to replace him with a giant gold coin. The coin would be flipped, with one side calling for 6 more weeks of winter, early spring on the other. PETA is also suggesting Groundhog Day, the name, being retired and be replaced by something like, quote, "Whether there'll be more winter day."
Okay, there's no way. Like, come on. Like, look, okay. As a sports fan, we hear PETA getting an uproar whenever there's a risk to an animal mascot, right? The Bevo Ugga thing we talked about yesterday, PETA, their heads spun after that happened. And you know what? I kind of get it. While people get annoyed by PETA, it's like, okay, there was danger to the animals there. I get that. This is something... What danger is Punxsutawney Phil in? Like him working as the weather vane of America.
I think it's the pressure that Phil is under as the... the crowd, the media hordes, snapping pictures, taking videos.
Maybe, but it's what, one day a year? Yeah. I mean, I don't know a groundhog's memory, but he probably forgets about it by the time probably. Next year rolls around. He's a charming groundhog. Let's just leave it at that.
All right, 450. Very impassioned dialogue there. Monologue, I should say, from Austin on his love of Groundhog Day. Mm-hmm. More wacky stories and some good news when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
There's no better time than the new year to help protect your identity and finances. LifeLock detects potential threats to your identity that you may miss on your own. If you do become a victim, a U.S.-based LifeLock restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock is the new year's resolution that's easy to keep. Save 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code CLAY to save 25%. That's LifeLock.com. Promo code CLAY.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 4:55 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, you're basically going to be backed up to I-10 West. It is heavily congested at this time, so look out for that. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that's looking kind of rough as well. Brent Lane still has minor congestion. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, that intersection often gives us some trouble. And you're going to have a lot more trouble if you're traveling southbound on I-110 towards the downtown Pensacola area. It says we've got some construction going on over there, so I'll take its word for it. If you are in that area, look out for that construction because it is causing quite a ruckus right now. Outside of Pensacola, though, Gulf Breeze Parkway between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point's looking okay, and same can be said about Caroline Street over in the Pace-Milton areas.
Cloudy skies through tonight, and there's a high chance for showers and thunderstorms in the area. In fact, over the next several days, we've got a high chance for rain right on through Saturday. As far as temperatures go, overnight lows in the 60s. Highs will mainly run between about 70 and 75 degrees for the next several days. It's over the weekend and into Sunday that cooler air moves in. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 64 degrees currently, and that's the low tonight. Showers, thunderstorms tonight as well. Patchy fog, showers continuing through Saturday. So prepare yourselves accordingly. Taking a look at some of more wacky stories in the headlines today. A California woman just broke the Guinness World Record for longest arm hair on a woman. Macy Davis Sutherland doesn't have the full Robin Williams-style sleeve of hair. It's just one single strand of hair on her right arm that refuses to stop growing, and she refuses to cut it off. It was measured last month at 7.24 inches long. The record for men, 8.54. That was set back in 2017 by a guy in California as well. So maybe they should get together and swap ideas and recipes and everything.
Yeah, match made in heaven there. And cops in Florida recently pulled over a 46-year-old man named Robert Brush as part of a routine traffic stop because his tailgate was covering his license plate. They asked Robert for his license and registration, and when he handed over his ID, they noticed that it had a white crystalline substance on it. Turns out it was meth. A police dog was called in, and more meth was found in the vehicle. Jail records show he's been there over 50 times since 1997.
Moral of the story, kids, make sure your tailgate is not covering up your license plate.
Actually, I think the lesson is don't do meth, but yes.
Also good idea.
Yeah.
Good news, the Santa Rosa School District has announced their Teacher of the Year. Superintendent Dr. Karen Barber and members of the school board paid a surprise visit to Central School music teacher Crystal Bennett today.
I can't thank you enough for choosing me. It's a true honor. In my mind, I'm thinking of the others that absolutely deserve the same recognition. And for me, it's just incredibly special.
Yeah, with the recognition, Bennett will be Santa Rosa County's nominee for the Florida Teacher of the Year for 2025, and the winner will be announced next January.
And Buffalo Bills kicker Tyler Bass got a lot of hate after a missed field goal ended their season on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sadly, he even got death threats. Yeah, sports
deleted
fans
suck. His all of his social media too.
I saw that. Yeah, he kind of went off the grid there for a bit. But now Bills fans are making up for it by donating thousands in his name to a no-kill animal shelter. It's a cat rescue that he's involved with called the 10 Lives Club. His jersey number is 2, so fans have been calling in and donating $22 in his name. On Monday and Tuesday alone, they raised over $100,000.
Let me tell you something. You know, when I saw that he was receiving death threats, are there probably a handful of them that are Bills fans? Yes. I think that the majority of the death threats are probably coming from people that had money on Buffalo, not Buffalo fans. Because
that's definitely possible.
Yeah, the Bills fans, I mean, anybody who knows anything about Buffalo, who's ever been to Buffalo, spent any time in Buffalo, says Buffalo people are the nicest people in the world, and they always do stuff like this. Of course, you know, back when Scott Norwood missed the kick back at Super Bowl 25, they rallied around him. DeMar Hamlin, how much money they sent to his foundation, how much money they sent to Andy Dalton's foundation when the Bengals got them into the playoffs. So this is not surprising at all from Buffalo Bills fans. Kudos to them. Firefighters in Wisconsin delivered a baby in a McDonald's parking lot while in a snowstorm. Baby's doing great. His name is Micah, but his parents are calling him McFlurry. Any problem with that or good nickname?
No, that's a cool nickname. I mean, as long as it's just good that it's not his real name. He'd get bullied for sure.
Yeah.
But if they just call him McFlurry, yeah, that's cute.
All right, very good. 4:59 right now. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up next. And we're back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.